This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, our special Saturday presentation from the Owls Nest. I'm your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Keltz, broadcasting live. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. We had a Saturday matchup set for next weekend, actually. I believe February 5th was the original date. But the gym was, I believe, double booked that day. There's actually going to be a wrestling tournament here in Bradford on Saturday. So the basketball game got moved up to today, where we will see the Bradford Owls host the Clarion Limestone Lions. Curious matchup today. Never played against Clarion Limestone before for basketball. We've seen a couple of Clarion co-ops for football before, two, three schools. Clarion, the new one this year, I believe, was Clarion Central. But, you know, Clarion North, Clarion Limestone, Clarion Area, they all co-op in different teams in football and the fall sports. They have their own basketball team here, obviously, and that's who we're going to see today for the first time, the Clarion Limestone Lions. They come in, as far as I can tell, with an 8-7 overall record. However, it looks as if they are doing well in their own conference, 6-1 in their conference play. So 8-7 overall when they venture out of whatever conference they are in, as they are venturing out of now. They don't fare quite as well. But the Owls are on a bit of a skid themselves. They've lost the last 6 in a row. So the last 6 in a row, the Owls have dropped, and most recently was a loss last night at Brockway. And boy, what a game it turned out to be in the long run. We'll go over that a little bit in further detail. But first, let's keep looking at this Clarion Limestone team. Big question mark. As I said, we've never played this this school before. They are a smaller school, especially for the area that they come from. A smaller school. Their team is the numbers on their team are fairly average. In fact, they might even have a few less players than most of the teams we've played against so far this season. Looking through their roster, I do see a couple familiar names from the football team. Jace Ferguson is going to be out there tonight. He is also in their co-op football team. And I believe his father, if I'm not mistaken, is the coach, Coach Joe Ferguson. So Jace Ferguson will be one to keep our eyes on here today. Also, in some of my research, it does look as though he has been productive in the last few games. So I went back to the last few games for the Lions. A couple of blowout wins for Clarion Limestone. I don't have any idea who these teams are that they were playing against. So most recently, the 27th. So that would be what, Thursday? Thursday night, they played, depending on where you look, they played either East Forest, West Forest, or Forest Area. If you go to D9and10schools.com, they have them as Forest Area. If you go to Max Preps, they have them as East Forest, West Forest. An absolutely dog walked East and West Forest, 87-19. So a complete rout. 87-19 was the final score. That means no matter what, 87 points means no matter what the other score put up, how big the point differential was, 87 points means this team can score. I mean, they can put up buckets. That's double what we've seen probably on average for final scores, or near double what we've seen on average so far this season. So, you know, Forest Area, obviously that speaks a little bit to their probably their defense. But either way, 87 points means you didn't even have that much time to miss a lot of shots. Even if you got all second, third chance opportunities, he didn't do a whole lot of missing. 87 points is a lot in a high school basketball game, considerably more so with no shot clock. But going a little bit further into this, I clicked on East Forest, West Forest to see kind of get a feel for their team, their overall record. That shows up as their only game played, which I don't know if that's remotely true or if it's just the only one they have on record. It shows up that they are 0-1 with their only loss being that 87-19 loss to Clarion Limestone. So big question mark there. We don't know exactly what to make of that. So let's go back a little further. The 25th. So that would be now we're on Tuesday. Okay, so Tuesday, they go to Venango. Now, Venango, I believe I've seen before. I've come across and reading on a couple of the different D9 websites, D9 and 10 websites. But they were at Venango, and another pretty much blowout win, 77-39 against Venango. So Venango is another team that I'm not super familiar with. Can't tell you very much about them. I don't know what that blowout means. I do know that Clarion Limestone had four players in triple digits. Okay, and one of their starters, Hummel, he had 14 points, 12 rebounds, seven assists, and a couple of steals as well. So. Was putting up numbers all over the place. Great all-around player. Hummel in that Forest area game also had 20 points, 6 assists, 5 boards, and 3 steals. So he's going to be a guy to watch out for, as is Ferguson. That Venango game, he had 12 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, 5 steals. So they're all-around players. They're all very well-rounded players, and that is something that they will have to watch. No matter who these opposing teams are, you know, if it was Cakewalks, for Clarion Limestone, they have good players on their team, and they're going to have to D them up hard. Their most recent loss was on January 21st. It was a 65-56 loss versus Clarion. So a 9-point loss versus Clarion. Obviously, we know a little bit more about that Clarion school. We've played them before, but not Venango or Forest area. Now let's cover real quick the Bradford game last night in Brockway, because it turned out to be a barn burner. They were down double digits at halftime. They came back out and clawed their way back into the game. And actually in the fourth quarter, end of the fourth quarter, it got really close. They were down 48-50 until Isaiah Fitton drilled a 3-pointer with 25 seconds left to put them up 51-50. So they had a 1-point lead with 25 seconds left, thanks to Fitton's 3-pointer. Then Brockway hits the game winner with 8 seconds left. Bradford has a chance. They have 8 seconds to tie it up or to take the lead, rather. And the ball is swatted away from Wilmoth. Austin grabs it. He gets a clear look, but it just goes off the mark and misses out at the buzzer. Austin does finish with 26 points on that game, though, as Bradford falls into another loss at Brockway. So, again, tonight, the visiting Clarion Limestone Lions, who come in with an 8-7 overall record, will take on the Bradford Owls. We're getting set for the national anthem now. And then we'll go over the starting lineups for both teams. Hopefully that's plenty of insight. As much insight as I have into this Lions team is what I've shared with you. As again, we've never played them before. We don't know much about them. A couple of players that we can glean will be the guys that we'll need to take care of. Hummel, Ferguson. There's a couple others that don't put up those consistent, you know, almost flirting with triple double numbers here, 20 points, 6 assists, 5 boards, 3 steals. But there's a couple other names to take a look at. So we'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this. It's Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear... It's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here, maybe you can do something for me.
Out! Get out!
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out! and I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. We are getting set here for tip-off, but before we do, we'll go over our starting lineups for both teams before the Owls take on the Clarion Limestone Lions. So, starting for the Lions, visiting tonight in their blue jerseys with gold trim, we're going to have freshman number one at point guard, Jace Ferguson. Now, again, that's a name that I recognize, especially the last name. Jace, I believe, has played some football before. I think he was on the varsity team this past season. We'll also have starting at guard the junior number 11, Ryan Hummel. We'll have starting at forward the junior number 14, Riley Klingensmith. At guard the senior number 21, Bryson Huar. And at forward the junior number 12, Alex Painter. Painter, Huar, Klingensmith, and Hummel. I all have marked. Hummel is a big threat, as is Ferguson, but Painter, Klingensmith, Huar, and Tommy Smith are all contributors. Tommy Smith will be probably their sixth man off the bench. And starting tonight, this afternoon, rather, for your Bradford Owls will be the senior number 13, Jared Wilmoth, starting at guard. Also at guard, the senior number 14, Dalton Dixon. Starting at forward, the senior Cam Austin at number 23. Starting at guard, junior number 2, Lucas Johnson. And starting at guard, senior number 11, Ryan Ward. Now, Jake Franz is in the lineup tonight. He will be featured. He is recovering from just a quick illness, non-COVID related, but just, you know, felt run down a little bit recently. And he is back in the lineup today, just not starting. So here's the tip off, and we are underway. Cam Austin controls the tip. Wilmoth runs it down, and the Owls will start off with the first possession. Wilmoth to Austin. He's going to put up a three and drill it. 8 seconds into the contest. Cam Austin puts Bradford up 3-0. Comes Clarion Limestone down on the other end. Frantically moving the ball around the perimeter. Ferguson puts up a shot. It's no good, but it's cleaned up by Painter. So it's 3-2 now. Wilmoth is going to get it, bring it up, gives it to Johnson. Johnson looking to Austin. They get across half court. Austin to Wilmoth. He's driving baseline. Elevates, kicks it out to Austin for three. That one rolls around and barely pops back out. The Owls in a full court press here. Austin with the steal and the finish. So it's 5-2. And the Owls' defense is all over right now. Clarion Limestone gets over half court, though, so they'll slow it down. Ferguson's pass is off the mark, but they're able to corral it in. Ferguson with it on the right side. Over to the corner for three. It's in and out. Lucas Johnson trying to run down the rebound. Wow, but good hustle from the Lions to gather that one. Painter down low. There's a layup on the right side as the zone defense kind of let Klingensmith sneak through. Wilmoth to Austin. Austin to Dixon as they break the trap. Back to Austin. Bounce pass to Ward in the left corner. The Owls in their all whites. Johnson to Wilmoth in the right corner. They'll swing around to the other side. Ward takes it up top. Back to the right. Austin in the corner. Looking across court for Ward. Ward drives in. Bounce pass to Dixon. Dixon's got a little space, but the layup is strong off the glass. Now we've got Klingensmith off and running. Left-handed finish doesn't go, but the rebound is there for Hummel. And Clarion Limestone takes their first lead. It's 6-5 with 5:47 left in the first quarter. Wilmoth trying to get the ball over the half court line. Johnson does it. Johnson in the double team, and he'll take a foul. He got a little contact on the forehead there. So that's going to be on Ferguson, his first team first. Dixon will inbound to Wilmoth. Still 6-5, Lions lead with just over 5.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Cam Austin with all 5 Bradford points. He scored 26 points last night, but nobody else had more than 6. Here's Austin driving baseline, turns around, gets in some trouble, elevates, and finishes. So a 1-point lead for the Owls here, 7-6. Ferguson to Painter. Painter elevates left side, and he's fouled. Now that will probably be on Dixon. No, it's on Johnson. So it was in the back. Lucas Johnson's first foul, team first as well. Painter shooting 2 from the line. First shot hits all over the inside of the rim. It still bounces out. Tough roll for Painter. He'll get one more look at it, try to tie this game up at 7. Painter's second shot is up. And that hits the back of the rim and no good. So the Owls hang on to their lead. Lucas Johnson receives a pass down low from Wilmoth, but good defensive effort from Painter stops the layup. Now here comes the Lions on the other side, and they can't score in transition. So Wilmoth with the board there. We're inside of 5 minutes now. Still a 1-point Bradford lead, 7-6. Johnson to Dixon on the right side. He's got Ward in motion. Austin comes up top on the left to take it. Then Johnson on the left corner. They swing around the perimeter. Ward ends up with it on the right side. Drives. Falls to the ground. And no foul called, but Austin. Austin going for the steal and nearly had it too, but gets called for the foul. Ward still holding his head as he hit the ground pretty hard. So the foul is on Austin, his first team second. Ferguson will inbound with 4:30 to play. Clarion Limestone with a 1-point deficit to the Owls. They break through the trap. Here's a stop jump shot from Klingensmith. Painter gets the rebound, kicks it out to Ferguson for 3. It's off the mark, and Ward will try to track it down. He does. So Ward will bring it up for Bradford. Gives it to Dixon. Dixon cross to Isaiah Fitton, who just entered the game. Fitton has been a bit of a firecracker all season when he's been able to be on the floor. And he just does, he adds another element to the team. He's fun on the sidelines. You can see him kind of raising spirits. Here's Fitton for 3, and he cashes it. Isaiah Fitton puts the Owls up by 4. 10-6, the Owls' biggest lead of the game. And Wilmoth diving for a steal and just gets toes on the line as he goes for the save. Great effort, but it'll stay Clarion Limestone possession. They are down 10-6 with 3:40 to play in the first quarter. And here's Klingensmith for a 2. He cashes that in from about 8 feet out on the baseline. And it's 10-8 now. Wilmoth brings it up. Drives in right side, step back, kicks it out to Dixon. They swing back to Fitton up top, left side, kicks it out to Austin. Austin head fake, out to Dixon. Now the Owls kind of at a standstill here, need to move around a little bit. Wilmoth will come up to collect the ball, back to Dixon. Now Wilmoth goes in motion, and Austin sets a high screen for Dixon. Austin on the roll, Dixon back to Wilmoth on the right side, inside to Austin. He's going to drive in. All 5 defenders collapse in on Austin. He almost loses it, but somehow keeps his hands on the ball. Kicks it out to Johnson, to Wilmoth. Wilmoth passes inside to Dixon, and Dixon getting bodied down low, and he steps on the line when he does, so he's called out of bounds. Down court pass. It's completed. Klingensmith with a layup, and it's all tied up at 10. So Bradford in that full court trap just let a couple Lions get behind him there. Dixon's driving it up, kicks it out to Austin for 3. That one rolls in and out, and we've got a Lions rebound. Now here comes the Lions. Layup no good, Fitton with the board. It goes loose and goes to Austin. Austin trying to work out of the double team, and he steps on the line. So a couple of quick turnovers here. Tough calls. Austin doesn't like it. Dixon was getting bodied around on the baseline. Austin was getting bodied around here on the sideline. Here's a drive inside, kicked out to Painter. Painter takes a high screen, and the pass is stolen by Austin. Wilmoth brings it up for the Owls. We're still tied up at 10 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Dixon with it, gives it to Fitton. Fitton thinks about the three, but holds on to it. To Talon Reese, just entered the game. Here's Wilmoth driving left side, step back, gives it back to Fitton. Fitton driving, kicks it out to Reese. They swing. Wilmoth ends up with it on the right side. He's going to put the ball down. Drive, kicks it out to Fitton, to Austin on the baseline. Austin drives. Defense collapses in. Austin elevates, and he finishes. So it's 12-10. Bradford with another two-point lead. And here comes the Lions. Break through the trap. Gets into the paint, and he's fouled. And, boy, that might be on Austin. It is. So Austin's got two quick fouls here in the first quarter. Might be something to keep an eye on. Team third foul. Clarion Limestone inbounds with 1:20 to play. And here's a three-pointer. That's good. Let's see. I believe that was Hummel. And that makes it 13-12. Clarion Limestone leads. Dixon drives it in, gives it to Fitton. Fitton now working up top. Drives. He has a lane. Layup is good. Beautiful finger roll layup by Isaiah Fitton. He was dead underneath the rim and had to extend all the way out to the left side. And a blocking foul now on Talon Reese. So Reese's first, team fourth. It's right now 4-1 here with 49 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 14-13. Bradford leads. Ferguson brings it up for the Lions, who are working back to Ferguson. Hummel goes in motion. Klingensmith over to Smith, who did indeed come off as their sixth man. Smith puts up a three. It's off the mark. Is able to run down. No, rather, Hummel runs down the rebound. And now Klingensmith working. Back to Smith. Back to Ferguson. Right side. 6, 5 seconds on the clock. So it's time for them to go to work. Here comes Smith, drives in right side, elevates Isaiah Fitton, sends it down. And he's called for a foul. Wow. And absolutely nowhere near it. I mean, all ball sent it into another area code and is still called for the foul. So Smith is able to make his first free throw, misses the second. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 14-14. We're all tied up here at the Owl's Nest. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Set for the second quarter of action here from the Owl's Nest. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Bradford hosting the Clarion Limestone Lions. I wasn't sure what to expect here. We do have ourselves a tie game after the first 8 minutes. It's 14-14. And it's been great, really, on both sides of the ball. Both teams, offensively and defensively, playing some good basketball. The Owls have had several leads. The Lions led once, but right now it's tied up and the Lions have possession here coming out of the second quarter. Here's a drive. Floater's no good, but there's a Lions rebound and a second chance opportunity for Smith, and he cashes in. So just the second Clarion Limestone lead of the night here, 16-14. Fitton driving right side, kicks it out to Dixon. He pump fakes on the three and drives in, kicks it back out to Fitton. He'll shoot it. The three is up and short. And Talon Reese trying to knock the rebound down. Franz with a steal. Franz just entered the game here for the start of the second quarter, and he's going to elevate left side. And it's going to be called, it's swatted and blocked, but I think it's called out of bounds. Shouldn't have been a foul, but wasn't any more contact than Isaiah Fitton's Isaiah Fitton's block. Here's Dixon for three from the right corner. And Dixon, he cashes in for the first time. It's 17-16. The Owls with a one-point lead here. 7 minutes left in the first half. Ferguson steps up to the three-point line and just inside of it. Here's a three-pointer up from Klingensmith. No good, and Dixon rips down the rebound. Dixon running, gives it to Fitton. Fitton steps up for three. He's left wide open. It goes a little long, but he's able to track down his own rebound, saves it from going out of bounds, but Clarion Limestone is able to steal it away. Now here comes Smith, and wow. So layup's no good. Could have been a foul, could have been a travel. It was nothing, just a missed layup. Ferguson, and just left down underneath is Bryson Huar, wide open. And Clarion Limestone gets another one-point lead, 18-17 with 6:12 left to play. Jake Franz working on the right side. It's Franz, Rulo, Fitton, Dixon, and Talon Reese. Nolan Rulo in for the first time. Dixon jacks up another three. This one's off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. And Wilmoth will re-enter the game as Isaiah Fitton sits. The Owls still working in a full-court trap. And here's the inbound. They break right through the trap pretty quickly and effortlessly, really. And Huar ends up with another layup on the left side. The Owls might want to think about maybe turning that trap into a press, just a full court man-to-man press, as they've gotten burned on the trap a couple times here tonight. 5:35 left in the game. Largest lead of the night for Clarion Limestone. It's 20-17. Wilmoth driving, kicks it out to Fitton. Franz up top for three. Bounces off the rim and backboard, and it's no good. And now Rulo's called for a foul on the rebound. There's currently 6 Bradford team fouls, 1 Clarion Limestone team foul. So Ferguson over the half-court line. And another Huar layup on the left side. I mean, Wilmoth was able to get there in time to at least put a hand up, but way too wide open for a layup for the third time in a row. He's got 6 points here in the second quarter. Franz working right side, drives in, hits the ground, and he draws the foul. So that will be on Ferguson, his second, team second. So he's been the only Lions called for a foul here so far with 4:52 left in the first half. Franz going to shoot two. First shot for Jake. Wow, hits all over the rim and then sits on the front of it for a second before it bounces out. So a tough roll for Franz, who again is returning from a bit of an illness. He'll get one more shot at it. And that one doesn't go either. So 22-17, Clarion leads. They get the board. They're off and running and breaks through for a layup. It's no good. Reese with the board. Outlet pass to Wilmoth. Wilmoth is off and running. He gives it to Ward on the left side. Dixon up top, head fake on the three, drives in, floater from about 5 feet out, and drops it. Dalton Dixon with his 5th point, and it's 22-19, back to a one-possession game with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a drive by Huar, and we have waiting for the call here. So the foul is on Huar. It's his first, team third. And Bradford will inbound. They're still down by 3, 22-19. Clarion Limestone leads with 4:20 to play here in the first half. Inbound to Wilmoth. Clarion Limestone in a full court man-to-man press, no longer in the trap. Wilmoth comes up, goes behind the back, shakes his defender, pops it back out to Franz. Franz going right to left, Ward to Dixon in the corner. Then Wilmoth from about 12 feet out, it's no good. But it's a Ryan Ward rebound. However, he tries to pass it off, and it's stolen. Klingensmith was going to be the recipient of that pass, but it flies over his head and goes out on Bradford. So the Lions inbound, 22-19, they lead. And there's a push. Franz is going to get called for a push off the ball. And that puts and that puts Clarion Limestone into the bonus. So Hummel will get a 1-1 opportunity. Sinks the first. And it's 23-19. He's got the chance for one more. And he makes the second as well. So it's 24-19, a 5-point lead, largest of the night for the Lions. Wilmoth working, gives it to Franz. Franz puts the ball down. Going to drive in right side, jump stop, tries to bounce pass down low to Chase Weinberg. Weinberg trying to give it to Ward, but it's stolen away. Ward tries to get it back, but it goes, the call, it goes out of bounds, I guess, on clearing. So it's Bradford possession. Dixon looking to inbound here. He finds Wilmoth on the left side. Pass goes, Weinberg comes in right as Wilmoth passes, but Franz is able to scoop up the loose ball. Wilmoth with it up top. He's going to drive in left side, kick it out to Ward for three, and that's long. Weinberg trying to get the board, but it's stolen away by Smith. Down court pass to Klingensmith. Layup doesn't go. Dixon with the board. Wilmoth driving right side. In a little bit of trouble, hits Franz. Franz now driving. Kicked out to Ward for another three, and Ward cashes that one. So it's a two-point game, 24-22. Despite it getting a little sloppy there for the Owls for the last couple minutes of gameplay, they're still only down by two. Clarion Limestone has possession. Here's a three-pointer up by Klingensmith. No good. And the rebound by Huar. That one's no good. Another rebound by Painter. And Dixon's able to come away with it, but it's stolen right back, and Franz steals it back. Wow, back and forth whiplash here as Franz drives in, tries to give it to Wilmoth. Wilmoth has it on the right side. 2:08 left in the half. Ward back out to Dixon. Dixon has it straight up top. He's going to slow things back down. He gives it to Franz on the left. Weinberg sets a screen. Franz drives in. Dixon pops out on the right side. Down low to Weinberg. And it goes out of bounds on Huar. So Owls inbound, kicked out of bounds by Hummel. 1:51 left in the first half. 24-22, Clarion Limestone leads. What a couple of well-matched teams here. Inbound to Weinberg, to Franz up top, to Dixon in the corner for three. It's just long. Ward trying to get the board. He can't quite get to it. And now the Lions are out and running. There's a trap. And Dixon's going to get called for a technical. So the argument here was Dixon got called for a reach-in foul. And he told the ref that's the same thing that you didn't call on the other end. Ref didn't like that, and he gives Dixon a technical. So that's going to put Smith on the line. Rulo's going to come in for Dixon. It's his second, team ninth. Right now it's 9 fouls to 3 team fouls. Smith misses the first. On the floor for the Owls is Weinberg, Rulo, Ryan Ward, Jake Franz. So Ferguson, I guess, is going to come in. So Tommy Smith was taking the 1-1 free throw. He misses that. Now is the technical free throws, and this is going to be Ferguson. He makes his first, gets his first point of the game. He makes his second. And now Clarion Limestone will have possession. Maybe if somebody goes to inbound. There they go. So 26-22, a four-point lead for the Lions with 1:38 to play. And here's the inbound. Again, Jared Wilmoth, Jake Franz, Nolan Rulo, Chase Weinberg, and Ryan Ward on the floor for Bradford. Here comes the Lions. It's Klingensmith on the right side. And a three-pointer jacked up. No good. Weinberg with the rebound. They've got Rulo down low. They give it to him. Layup is good. Nolan Rulo, credit Jake Austin, or Jake Franz, rather, with a wonderful assist. And it's back to a two-point game, 26-24 with 1 minute to go in the first half. Kicked out for three. That's no good. Franz gets the loose ball. Franz and Wilmoth off and running. Franz to Wilmoth, back to Franz, and one. What a play, and the boys are fired up. Franz puts the ball down, comes off and running. He's on the left. Wilmoth has a step on him on the right. He passes forward to Wilmoth. The defender has to track the ball. Wilmoth back to Franz. So Franz gets the shot up. Defenders now trying to get back to Franz. Franz makes the layup, is fouled, and sinks the free throw. So it's a one-point Bradford lead. What a fantastic comeback here. After all the fouls, the technical, it's 27-26 with 36 points left to go in the half. Fantastic first half of play here. Now Nolan Rulo is going to be called for the push on the baseline. And that will put, let's see, I think Hummel on the line. Hummel's already 2 for 2 on the night. He had a 1-1 earlier. That foul is Rulo's second, team 10th. Oh, so he doesn't have a 1-1. He's going to shoot, they're in the double bonus here. So he's going to shoot 2. He makes the first either way. Hummel will shoot one more. Got a tie game at 27. Sinks the second to give the Lions a 1-point lead. 28-27 with 30 seconds to go. Wilmuth to Franz on the right corner. Franz bring it back out. Back to Wilmuth up top. Wilmuth changes direction. Brings it to the left. Now driving right side. Hands it off to Franz. Franz takes a high screen from Rulo. Passes it to Ward. 13 seconds here. The Owls content to hold for the last shot of the half. Rulo passes. Not stolen, but we have a jump ball. And I believe that's going to be Clarion Limestone possession, and it is. So Clarion Limestone has 5.6 here to get a shot off. They have a 1-point lead. They can extend that. And a foul on the floor. No, he touched the sideline. So they turn it back over with 3.2, and Bradford's going to inbound at half court. So plenty of time here for where they are inbounding. So if they can find a man, there's Franz, 2 seconds. He's going to jack up a shot from deep, but it's no good. So the Owls will go into the locker room down by 1. What a great first half here for both teams. It does result in a 1-point lead for the Lions, but wow, what a good game to watch. I mean, highly enjoyable game to watch. Take away some of that foul trouble. And the Owls are in great shape. Here's a quick update for the girls' game going on right now. It is, it's over, rather. That's the final score. So the girls actually won their game 29-36. The Lady Owls get a nice 7-point win on the road today. So congratulations to the Lady Owls. The Owls now going into the locker room down by 1, 28-27. Got some work to do when we come back. We'll do a quick break, tally up the stats, and get our halftime show going. It's Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Why was it so difficult to move? Maybe my left side had just fallen asleep. I exercise, I eat healthy.
At first, I was in denial. My wife, Lauren, was only 30. But I'm familiar with signs of stroke and know symptoms aren't always easy to recognize. I quickly realized that something was very wrong. Lauren's speech was slurred and her face was drooping. She was having a stroke and I had to react immediately.
I'm so thankful Adam called 911 and I quickly received the medical attention that I needed. Now I don't take anything for granted, especially the time I get to spend with my family. Going through this experience has given me a new appreciation for life.
Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke and call 911 immediately if something seems off with someone you love. Visit strokeawareness.com.
When I went looking for a place to rent, I wore a mask, but they could still see I'm black. The landlord told me,
nothing available.
When I went looking for an apartment, I wore a mask. Obviously, I'm Latino. They said,
the place has been rented.
My wife and I were house hunting.
We wore masks, but we're Asian American. And the real estate agent said,
you won't be happy here.
If you suspect housing discrimination because of your race, file a complaint with HUD. Go to HUD.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls halftime show here on WESB Sports. The Owls are in the midst of hosting the Clarion Limestone Lions. Now, it's been a great first half of play. It's currently 28-27, Lions with a one-point lead. But boy, has it been a really good game. Two very evenly matched teams. Clarion obviously now with a one-point advantage. And really where they got that advantage is at the free throw line. So right now, before we get into kind of the quarter-by-quarter breakdown, right now as it stands, Clarion Limestone goes into the locker room with four team fouls. The Owls had, I believe, 11 team fouls. So obviously a big advantage there for Clarion Limestone. They were in the bonus for most of the second quarter. They get themselves into the double bonus for the end of the second quarter. They, as a team, are 7-for-10 from the free throw line. So a couple of missed opportunities, but 7-for-10 overall from the free throw line, while the Owls are just 1-for-3. 1-for-3 from the line. So there you go. There's the 7-to-1 is the made free throw difference. And that's more than enough for a 1-point differential at our halftime score, 28-27. So break it down by quarter. The Owls came out fire and took several leads, but it never got up to more than 3 or 4 points. Cam Austin really had the Owls rolling early. He came out and fired a three-pointer in the first 8 seconds of the contest, just fired up a three-pointer and sunk that. Then he got a steal and a layup, and he put the Owls, just kind of got the boys going really quickly. But Clarion Limestone was able to just kind of hang with it and then finally start answering and even took a lead of their own at one point in the first quarter. The Owls did build it back up, and then the Lions were able to tie it up by the end of the first. They're sent to the free throw line on a 1-and-1 at the free throw line, to end the first quarter. So they are able, literally, they make one of their free throws and was able to tie it with time already expired, but they start the second quarter tied 14-14. Now, 14 is a pretty good pace, pace of play for the Owls. If they score 14 a quarter, they'll end up with a pretty high point total as comparison for the rest of their season. And if they're holding Clarion Limestone, who we've seen on Thursday scored 87, on Tuesday scored 77, if they're holding them to 14 points per quarter, then, you know, if they can just dip that down to 13, 12 points and the Owls can keep up with that pace, then we're going to have a pretty exciting game on our hands here for the second half. Now, in the second quarter, Clarion Limestone was able to build a bit of a lead, but the Owls never let it get out of hand. And really, the lead came from all those free throw opportunities. I mean, the fouls were getting so out of hand. Dalton Dixon thought that some of that was a little unfair. He expressed that to the ref, and the ref gave him a technical for it. So we see exactly where this, hopefully Coach John Bernardi has the boys cooled down a little bit in the locker room. And we can come out and try to cut down on the fouls a little. I mean, it's as hard as that is to do in a physical game. And the foul differential is so crazy that, you know, it's something that you always have to look twice at. How exactly did one team have 11 team fouls and the other had four? You know, it's just, it's a tough thing to overcome, but the Owls are going to have to overcome it. Now, what I didn't point out, but did notice here, was for almost that entire second quarter, if not the entire second quarter, Cam Austin was on the bench. So he had a couple of fouls early, a couple of fouls in the first quarter. Bernardi kept him off the floor for the entire second quarter, and the Owls were still hanging in there. They're down by one right now. They were outscored 14-13 in the second quarter for a 28-14 score. And Cam Austin is going to be coming in fresh legs and only with those two first quarter fouls. So Bernardi probably kept him on the bench purposefully, so that way he can play this third quarter here without worrying about engaging physically and getting called for another foul. So really good coaching here by Bernardi, especially because the Owls were able to keep up with him the whole time. Leading scorer for the Owls right now is Cam Austin. He had 9 points all in the first. And we have Dalton Dixon with five. We have Isaiah Fitton with five. And we have Ryan Ward and Jake France both with three. Nolan Rulo with one. So we're going to take one more quick break and be back with the third quarter of action. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We are underway in the third quarter. The Owls just inbounded. Dalton Dixon to Austin. Austin back on the floor. He's driving baseline. Finds Wilmuth for just a little four-footer. Wow, Wilmuth just snuck right in between the zones there. Lost his man and ends up giving the Owls a quick lead, 29-28, just a few seconds into the third. Here's Ferguson for the Lions. Over to Hummel. Hummel driving left side, loses it. Austin with the steal. Austin gets across half court, pushes to Ward. Ward driving baseline, and Ward is called for a charge. And it starts. So it's his first, team first. Still 29-28, Bradford leads. Clarion Limestone gets over half court. Klingensmith driving right side. Good D by Ward. Klingensmith loses it. That's going to be Owl's ball. Great defense by Ward. And kept his composure after the charge call. Inbound goes to Wilmuth. Lions still in a full court press. Wilmuth gets over half court. Driving, gives it to Lucas Johnson, back to Wilmuth up top. Wilmuth changes directions, goes over to the left, and gives it to Dixon. Wilmuth goes out in motion. Dixon gets a high screen from Austin. Wilmuth comes back out on the right side and gives it to Austin on the right. Austin turn around. A bit of a double coverage here. Kicks it back out to Wilmuth. They swing. Johnson in the left corner. Johnson dribbles it back out up top. Picks up his dribble and needs some help. He gets it by Ryan Ward. So Ward up top with it now. Austin's going to come up to the elbow. Wilmuth on the right side. Austin will set Wilmuth a screen. Wilmuth looking for that pass to Austin, but it wasn't quite there. Austin now with it, driving baseline to Dixon. Dixon elevates, kicks it out to Johnson for three. It's long. Wilmuth with the board. Oh, he was on his way out of bounds. Now we've got Dixon trailing, stopping. And it goes out of bounds on Clarion Limestone. Great hustle. So Wilmuth was trying to get the board, but his momentum was taking him out of bounds. So he had to just throw it in. And that gave the ball to Klingensmith. And he was out on the fast break. Dixon, I mean, sped down court as fast as possible and ends up creating a little bit of chaos there. And Klingensmith dribbles it out of bounds. Austin with it on the left corner. Still 29-28. Austin driving. Draws a foul. So Austin drives baseline, elevates, barely got the shot off. I mean, had to hang in there barely got the shot off, but he does, and he draws some contact. We'll go to the line for two. Makes his first. Give the Owls a two-point lead. The foul is on Huar. It's his third, team first. Austin's second shot is no good, and Hummel with the rebound pushes it. And it's a travel by Huar. And we've got a timeout called by Coach Ferguson of the Lions, so we'll take a timeout with him. Attacks in timeout at that. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. 5:41 left in the third quarter. The Owls are up by two against the Clarion Limestone Lions. It's 30-28 coming out of the tax-in timeout. Bradford inbounds to Wilmoth. Wilmoth gets it over half court, looking for Dixon. Clarion Limestone working in a 2-3 zone. And here's Johnson on the left side. Wow, Wilmoth finds that hole in the zone again and gets another five-footer, but he lets it up, maybe rushes a little bit, and it goes short. And now here's a charge. I don't know if it was Wilmoth or Johnson. So Clarion Limestone was off and running, and either Wilmoth or Johnson got in great position there to draw the charge. And that's going to be the first foul on Tommy Smith, team second. So Bradford inbounds. Following the charge, Franz enters the game for Johnson. Franz with it on the left side, gives it to Wilmoth in the corner. Wilmoth going to give it back to Franz. Back to Wilmoth on the left. Dixon's down low. Now Ward comes up top. Cross-court pass to Franz. He pump fakes on the three, steps in. Mid-range jumper is no good, but Dixon gets the board. Now Ward, pump fake on the three. Franz collects the pass. Back to Wilmoth. Now Ward, head fake. Wilmoth down low to Austin. Austin working from the elbow. Elevates, and the shot drops. Good shooter's touch from Cam Austin to put the Owls back up by four. 32-28 with 4:18 left in the third. Wow, and Franz swipes in, gets a lot of ball there, but must have got just enough to be called for the foul. His second, team second. Inbound goes to Hummel. Hummel driving. Turns around. Gives it to Painter. Painter out to Ferguson. Back up top to Hummel. Hummel guarded by Franz. He's going to drive and kick it out to Smith. Tommy Smith looking. And Franz with a steal. But as he's trying to save it, he poked the ball loose and had to dive towards it to save it from going out of bounds. He did a good job, directed the save right to Dalton Dixon, but apparently stepped on the line on his way there. So Clarion Limestone inbounds. Ferguson on the left side drives in, looking for Hummel. Hummel was trying to pass baseline to Smith, and Dixon knocks it right out of bounds. Good hands there, quick hands by Dalton Dixon. Still 32-28 with 3:42 left in the third. Lions inbounding. And they've got Smith just inside the three-pointer. Shot is short, and Austin gets the board. Pushing now, Franz on the left side. Cross-court pass to Dixon. He puts up a three. It's no good. And Painter with the board. Outlast pass to Ferguson. Ferguson pushing. And Klingensmith puts up the layup. It's good. And we have Wilmoth also getting called for the foul as well. So it's going to be an and one opportunity for Klingensmith. Wilmoth's first, team third. And the shot is good. So it completes the three-point play, and it's a one-point game, 32-31 with 3:22 left in the third quarter. Wilmoth apologizing a bit to Klingensmith there. Didn't, almost like a bit of an undercut, which is very dangerous. Didn't quite do a full-on undercut, but wow, Austin on the left, low block, just elevates and is able to finish. Tough shot, but a strong finish, and it's back up to a three-point lead, 34-31, with 3 minutes to go in the third. Ferguson driving, kicks it out to Klingensmith for three. It's no good. Austin with the board. Austin gives it to Wilmuth. He's got space. Wilmuth elevates left side, and the layup is good. So it's a five-point lead, 36-31 for the Owls with 2:40 left. Ferguson driving. Shot is waved off. He traveled. The Lions are probably going to stay in their full court press here. Inbound goes to Franz. Nope, not a press. Not a trap, rather. Just a press. Franz is going to bring it up on Ferguson. He's driving, gets past him, and he's pushed. Wow, beautiful pass. Austin was in great position. Franz read it, gave him the bounce pass. Would have definitely resulted in Austin with a nice layup on the right side. But instead, Franz draws Ferguson's third foul. So here's the inbound to Fitton. With 2.5 minutes to go, the Owls are up 36-31. Kicked out to Wilmuth. Wilmuth drives. And a nice eight-footer for Wilmuth. And he's got 6 points this quarter. The Owls have a seven-point lead, 38-31. And we've got a tax-in timeout. Coach Ferguson wants to take a pause here as the Owls have gone on a bit of a run. This entire quarter is a 2-4-6-8-9-3 run for the Owls. It's 38-31. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Coming out of the tax-in timeout for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Just a correction. Before the break, I said that the Owls were on a 9-3 run coming out of halftime. It's actually 11-3. That 9-3 run was before Wilmuth's last eight-footer. Now we've got a turnover here on Clarion Limestone. I didn't even see what caused it. Some sort of violation. I assume off the ball. Wasn't a foul. But Wilmuth gets it over half court. Gives it to Franz. Franz to Austin. Up top, Dixon. Back out to Wilmuth. Wilmuth driving. Elevates at the free throw line and passes to Franz on the left side. They go around the other way. Wilmuth to Isaiah Fitton, who just re-entered the game. Wilmuth working. Bounce pass to Fitton. Right side, Fitton. Trying to go down low to Dixon, but it's kicked out of bounds by Klingensmith. Still 38-31 with 1:39 left in the third quarter. And let's see, Huar is going to come out for Logan Lutz. Logan Lutz enters the game for the first time. Inbound to Franz, and Klingensmith knocks it out of bounds. So credit to Coach Bernardi for getting the boys right in the locker room at halftime, because they've come out and currently have outscored Clarion Limestone since the half, 11-3. Here's Fitton on the right side, looking down low to Dixon, gives it to him. Then to Franz, and the pass, I believe, is tipped. Wilmuth has to track it down. Wilmuth gets to it. Wilmuth to Franz, pump fake on the three, drives out. Now Wilmuth with it, down low to Dixon. Dixon almost loses it, but he gets it back. Gives it to Franz now, who steps up top, drives in, and he's pushed. So Franz draws the foul on Ferguson. That's going to be his fourth. His fourth, team fourth. 1 minute left in the third. It's 38-31. Bradford leads. Inbound to Franz. Great job being patient here by the Owls and just letting this clock just kind of tick down. All of a sudden, we're almost to the fourth quarter. Franz for three, and it's off the mark, but Wilmuth tracks down the offensive board. Back to Franz. 43 seconds left now. And the Owls very content here. Let this run down a little bit. They're not particularly being pushed. To Dixon at the free throw line. Back to Wilmuth. Wilmuth's going to drive baseline. Picks up the dribble. Loses it to Ferguson. Ferguson down low to Lutz. Lutz elevating. And Dixon says, not today. and knocks that one into a different zip code. So Dixon tracks that one down. And as soon as Lutz elevates, he just, blows that thing into the wall. So Clarion Limestone will inbound. And it's going to go into the backcourt here. But Franz is almost able to track it down, but the Lions get to it first. Hummel drives and a little contact by Austin. So it must have been off the ball here. Austin's third foul, team fourth. Man, credit to Bernardi for keeping Austin out in that second quarter, because if we're looking at his fourth foul here, that's a completely other story. Here's Hummel with it, almost loses it, elevates, and I believe he's going to be, Fitton's going to be called for a foul. Teammates might want to let him know not to argue that. That's the same ref that called the tech on Dixon. So Austin's going to come out of the game here with 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Rulo will come in. It's still 38-31. Clarion Limestone inbounds. They find Hummel. Now Smith with it. Tommy Smith to Painter to Lutz. Lutz with a little finger roll, and it doesn't go. So the Owls will take a 7-point advantage into the final frame. 8 minutes yet to play. Bradford leads 38-31. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls are taking a 7-point lead into the fourth quarter against Clarion Limestone. It's 38-31. Now, here's what's interesting about that is Clarion Limestone puts up points. I mean, they put up 87 in a game on Thursday. They put up 77 in a game on Tuesday, and back on the 21st. So last Friday, they put up 56 and a loss. They put up 14 points in both the first quarter and the second quarter, 14 points each. And confusion here on the scorebook. And it's 38-31. Yeah, that's right. A little confusion here for the score, I think. But they held Clarion Limestone to just 3 points in the third quarter. So again, a 38-31. So the score is 38-31, we believe. That's what I have. That's what the Clarion Limestone scorekeeper has. Still chatting about it here. And I believe they've figured out the discrepancy. The score will stand, 38-31. The score will stand, and we're underway here. Fourth quarter of action. Owls up by 7, 38-31. Lions with possession. Klingensmith working, little step back. Long two, but he sinks it. Sinks the two-pointer with a man in his face, too. Wow, nice play by Klingensmith, and it's 38-33. Austin trying to go behind the back, and Lutz gets the foul. So Lutz still in for Ferguson, as Ferguson has four fouls. Lutz just committed his first, team fifth. But Lutz in for Ferguson, who's in foul trouble. They're just not ready to bring him back into the game yet. And the inbound sails over Cam Austin's head. He has to try to dive to go get it, but he must have stepped on the line as he did. So it's going to be a turnover on the Owls. They're just hanging on a 5-point lead here, trying to complete a bit of a sweep. We had the JV team with a win. They beat the JV Clarion Limestone team 35-25. We had the girls in Oil City. Painter elevates, layup no good. Austin with the board. Wow, and he's called it a jump ball. Tough. But it'll stay Owl's possession, but it will flip that possession arrow back. The girls with a win in Owl City, or Oil City, rather. Owl City. Inbound goes to Wilmoth. Wilmoth trying to work out of this trap here. To Johnson, back to Wilmoth, to Ward. They get it across half court. Back to Johnson, and now Wilmoth has it up top. The Owls can feel free to slow this down here. Be very selective with your shots. Austin drives in, elevates. It's long, gets his own rebound, puts up the second chance opportunity, and it's no good, but he's fouled. So Austin will go to the line for two. You know, got that shot up maybe a little quicker than one would like, maybe a little quicker than Coach Bernardi liked, but it was a pretty good look. It was just a little long, and he still hustled enough to get his own rebound, draws the foul. So it's the first foul on Klingensmith, team sixth, and Austin makes his first free throw. He will shoot one more, makes it a six-point lead, trying to extend it back out to seven, which will match the longest lead of the afternoon. And sinks the second as well. So we're back up to a seven-point game, 40-33 with 6:45 to play. Ferguson reenters the game. He gives it to Lutz. Here's a floater. No good. Austin rips down the rebound. Austin gets across half court. He doesn't have the numbers. Here comes Wilmoth trailing, so they'll slow it down. Wilmoth to Franz. Head fake. He drives left side. Kicks it out to Dixon. And Dixon, so smart and so present. He just takes his good old time. Slows the guys down a little bit. Gives it back to Wilmoth. Wilmoth to Franz. Sets a high screen for Franz, does Dixon. 6:13. Austin almost loses it, but is able to get it back. Austin to Wilmoth. High screen from Dixon. Wilmoth. Cross court to Franz. Franz driving. Elevates. Beautiful finger roll by Jake Franz. And it's the largest lead of the night for the Owls. 42-33. With 5:47 remaining. Ferguson passes down low, and it's tipped by Franz and stolen by Dixon. So a Lions turnover, and the Owls have a chance to run this up to double digits here. Ward kicks it out to Dixon. Dixon to Austin. They swing to Wilmoth. Wilmoth is going to drive in. Back out to Franz. Franz driving left side to Dixon on the baseline. And Dixon is fouled. And I believe that's going to put the Owls into the bonus. Yes, it will. So that foul is on Smith. It's his second, team seventh. Dixon will go to the line for a 1-1 and try to extend it out to a double-digit lead that way. Misses it. Austin tracks down the offensive board. And it must have touched out of bounds there. Great hustle by Austin, but just touched the out-of-bounds line. It will be clearing limestone ball, so the Owls will have to try to come up with another stop if they want to work from that double-digit lead. And they do get the stop. Hummel drives, and the ball just goes loose and out of bounds, and it'll be a clearing limestone turnover. But we're going to take a timeout here, a tax-in timeout brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersections of Route 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout. Bradford Owls are up 42-33 on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. And here's a crazy stat that I just kind of put together here. We've talked about their last two games for Clarion Limestone. They scored 87 on Thursday. They scored 77 on Tuesday. They scored 28 in the first half tonight. Since halftime, the Owls have held them to 5 points. 5 points. Meanwhile, the Owls have put up 15 in that time. And it's 42-33 with 5:13 left in the game. Inbound to Franz. Franz creates a little space, gives it to Dixon. Dixon gets it over half court. Dixon picks up his dribble there, gives it to Austin. Austin, working from double coverage, gives it to Franz, and Franz is fouled. And I believe that's going to be on Painter, and it is. So Franz will go to the line for 1-1. That's Painter's first, team eighth. Fran, so far tonight, is just 1-for-3 from the line. If he is still, you know, trying to get back into the swing of things here. It's short, and Hummel gets the rebound. So Hummel gets across half court. High screen from Lutz. Lutz rolls, or pops, rather, and he receives the pass. Lutz looking, gives it back to Hummel. Hummel to Painter. And Austin with a steal. He's got a little space. Austin elevates and finishes on the right side. Austin tried to come away with a bit of a dunk there. I don't know if I could consider it a dunk. Ferguson now on the other side, and Ferguson gets it right back. So we had an 11-point game there momentarily, but Ferguson cuts it right back down to 9. It's 44-35. High screen from Austin for Franz. Franz, the Owls should be trying to run down as much clock as possible here. Wilmoth gets a high screen from Dixon. Wilmoth driving inside. Loses it. Looking for Dixon down low, and it's stolen by Klingensmith. And we're going to have a foul, I think, on Ward. Yeah, a foul on Ryan Ward. His second, team sixth. Still 44-35 with 3:53 left to play, and the Lions inbound to Painter. Painter is met at the half-court line by Dalton Dixon. Painter working to the left now. Wow, and I mean, looked like two blown travel calls there, but eventually Hummel gets in and puts up the layup. And now here's a steal. Hummel again down low, sent out of bounds by Cam Austin. It's all well and good to get the block there, but now you've got back down to a 7-point game. It's 44-37, and the Owls will take a timeout. We'll take a tax in timeout as well. 44-37, 3:30 left. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. Some breaking news from this afternoon. We've got first, Tom Brady retired. How about that? Just a couple hours ago, Tom Brady announced his retirement after 22 seasons and 7 Super Bowl titles. More recently, we already covered the girls got their win in Oil City. St. Bonaventure also just picked up a win against St. Joe's, 80-69. St. Bonaventure tops the Hawks, 80-69. Your final score from about 10, 15 minutes ago. 3:30 left to play. The Bradford Owls hanging on to a 7-point lead, 44-37. Klingensmith is blocked by Ryan Ward. Klingensmith thought he had an open look from the corner, and Ryan Ward comes flying from out of nowhere, sends it out of bounds. So they'll inbound again. Lutz with it. Lutz gives it to Klingensmith. Down low to Ferguson, and he travels. So Clarion Limestone turnover, and the Owls have the chance to try to build this thing back up. Right now, 44-37. Down court pass to Austin, and it's a layup. Austin just takes off, kind of burns his defender. A beautiful throw from Dalton Dixon. I mean, quarterback-like. Talk about Tom Brady retiring. And it's 46-37. And a double foul here on a pair of, yep, it is a double foul. So it's on Ryan Ward and Ryan Hummel. They're both Ryans. They're both number 11, and they both got a foul. It's Hummel's first, team ninth, and it's Ward's, third, I believe? So here's the inbound. It goes to Klingensmith. He elevates for a four-footer. It's no good. Dixon gets the rebound but loses it. Now we've got a jump ball. A little frustration maybe setting in for the Lions. 46-37 with 2:52 left in the game. Ferguson set to inbound. He finds Hummel. And a foul on the Lions. A foul on Tommy Smith. I think that's his third. It is. So Bradford inbounds. They give it to Franz. Franz will bring it up. Franz gets it across half court. 2:40 left in the game. Hands it off to Wilmuth. Still a 9-point lead for the Owls. It's knocked out of bounds by Ferguson. Dixon looking. And Wilmuth will have to chase it down. And he does. Back down court to Dixon. To Franz. So 2.5 minutes to go. Franz takes off. Kicks it out. Dixon with it now on the left side. High screen from Austin. Austin pops out from it. Dixon needs a little help. He gets it from Franz. Franz driving left side. Tries to pass to Austin. Beautiful pass, really. But Austin's not even ready for it. And it goes off his shoulder. Now here's Painter elevating. And the layup is good. So Painter puts in the layup. It's 46-39. Back to a 7-point lead for Bradford. And we have a Taxin timeout. Brought to you by Taxin Restaurant. At the intersections of Routes 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. Taxin timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the cancer journey.
For information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia and blood cancers, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Back from the Taxin timeout that Coach Ferguson called for the Clarion Limestone Lions, coming off their most recent layup. They cut the lead to 7. So the Owls are up 46-39. There's 2:10 left in the game. And the Owls trying to simultaneously run down some clock and still end these possessions with points as the Lions try to rally back. Now they're in the full court trap. Franz breaks through and Painter with a steal. Painter gets it to Smith. And I believe Austin's going to be called for the foul. That'll be his fourth. No, it was Wilmuth. Wilmuth called for the foul, which is really quite a break. That's only his second. So Smith sinks his first. He's got one more, and it's down to a 6-point lead. This could cut it to 5, and it does. I mean, drills it, too. The Owls will inbound to Austin. Austin to Dixon, trying to break through the press, the trap, and they do. Wilmuth with it now, back to Dixon. 1:46 to play. The Owls desperately need to slow things down. 46-41. They have a 5-point lead, and Franz is fouled. So that foul's on Painter. And the Owls are in the double bonus now, I believe, after the double foul. So it's Painter's second, and I think the team 11th. Either way, double bonus. Franz will shoot 2. Sinks the first, and it makes it 47-41. Franz will take one more. Try to bring this up to a 7-point lead again. And that one, toilet bowl's out, but Dixon gets the offensive board. Dixon out to Wilmuth. Wilmuth back to Franz, back to Wilmuth. And they're going to have to foul. Yeah, with a minute 27 left, Larry Limestone has to start the foul game, and it's going to send Dalton Dixon to the line. That foul was called on Tommy Smith, and it's his fourth. Dixon sinks the first. He'll shoot one more and sink that as well, confidently, too. Stepped away from it. It's an 8-point lead, 49-41. Ferguson driving, and he's fouled. Hits the floor pretty hard. I believe that's going to be on Ward. Yeah, and Ward might be – that's his fourth. But it sends Ferguson to the line for 2. A good way for the Lions to try to close this deficit with the clock stopped. Ferguson sinks his first. He's 3 for 3 from the line. Hummel's 4 for 4. Klingensmith is 1 for 1. And Tommy Smith is 3 for 5. Ferguson, make that 4 for 4 as he sinks the second, brings it back down to 6. It's 49-43. Inbound goes to Wilmuth. And I think Ferguson had to foul him. And if that's the case, he's done. Yep. So Ferguson fouls out of the game. Lutz is going to have to come back in. Wilmuth will shoot two. 1:21 left. Wilmuth has not been to the free throw line yet tonight. So waiting here on Wilmuth's first shot. It's 49-43 with 1:21 left. Wilmuth rims out for the first. Second shot is long, and Clarion Limestone gets the rebound. Six-point game. An offensive foul, I believe. Yeah, it's an offensive foul on Smith, and I think he's done. Yeah, Tommy Smith is going to be out of the game on an offensive foul. Tough one for the Lions there. It's going to send Dixon back to the line for two. Huar is going to come back into the game. Dixon is only 2 for 4 from the line, but he sank his last two. 49-43 with 1:17 left. Dixon's first shot is good. I mean, he's not even, he just chucks it up there, man. He's got so much confidence right now. Great body language. Second shot goes long, but Austin gets the rebound. And they're going to send Dixon back to the line. It's 50-43 with 1:13 left. Great board by Austin. I mean, it pretty much came directly to him. It goes long off the back of the rim. So Dixon will go back to the line for two more. Refs are chatting, I think, about the total team fouls for Clarion Limestone. They only hit one of them. They only made one. So Dalton Dixon's last two free throws are going to be taken away. He went 1 for 2 from the line the last time. They're going to take 1 point away. Some big confusion here on parts of the refs. We're just going to take a quick break, and hopefully they'll have it cleared up by the time we come back. It's Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go. Some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
WESB Sports.
Back to the fourth quarter. 1:13 left to go. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. So the issue was on the offensive foul that sent Tommy Smith out of the game. The Owls ended up going to the line. Dalton Dixon shot two, but it was a team-controlled foul. Because it was an offensive foul, the Owls shouldn't have shot the free throws. Dixon went 1 for 2 on those shots, so I believe he's only he makes his first here. He is at the line currently. I thought they were going to take away a point for that. I wonder what that whole thing was about if they didn't take away a point. Dixon misses the second. It's 50, or makes the second. It's 51-43. And Painter turns it over, so it's going to be Owls basketball again. So here's Dixon inbounding with 1:07 left to go. It's been the longest 20 seconds or so that I've seen in quite some time, the last 20 seconds of gameplay. That foul is going to be on Lutz. It's his second. And this will send Wilmuth back to the line for two. 51-43, 1:05 to go. Wilmuth sinks his first, so make it 52. Wilmuth's second rims out. Austin and Hummel both get equal possession, and there'll be a jump ball. It will belong to the Owls. 9-point lead. Dixon inbounding. Franz right off the inbound sinks it. And the Lions are unable to commit a foul there, so Franz just gets a quick two. Hummel out to Lutz for three. It's long, being tracked down currently. And it goes out of bounds on Huar. Owls ball. 49 seconds now, and it's an 11-point game, so they'll probably give up on the fouling. And it seems as though they do. So Ward with it. Wilmuth back to Austin. 33 seconds to go. Dixon with it up top. Dalton Dixon Ryan Ward, Jake Franz, Jared Womuth, and Cam Austin on the floor as the Owls wind down and end up breaking their current losing streak. So this one's going to feel pretty good as they came in today on a 6-game losing streak, a game that was rescheduled from next Saturday. They would have had to wait another week to play. Lutz with a steal at about half court. Austin tracking him down, and layup is no good. So the final score will be 54-43. The Owls with a nice victory here today against the Clarion Limestone Lions. And what a great game it turned out to be. I mean, the entire first half was so tight, back and forth the whole time. It's a 1-point lead for the Lions at halftime. And then the Bradford defense just started going to work in the third. Almost completely shut them down in the third quarter. And then the fourth just kind of kept on going from there. Final score, 54-43. The Owls win. We're going to take a quick break here, about a 2-minute break. Tally up the stats, and we'll be back with our victorious Owls postgame show for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls postgame show on WESB Sports, a victorious postgame show here as the Owls top Clarion Limestone, the Lions, 54-43 is the final score. It was a great game. The Owls just used a pretty dominant third quarter to jump ahead, and then in the fourth did an excellent job just maintaining enough of a lead that they weren't really ever in danger of the Lions rallying back. And then when the Lions had to start playing the free throw game there at the end, they did a good job converting enough of those to build that lead up while still coming up with stops defensively to stop the rally attempt. And again, come up with a nice 11-point lead. 54-43 is your final score. And that does complete kind of the Bradford trifecta of the afternoon. Now, we talked about it before. The JV game in front of this one was the Bradford JV boys won 35-25 over the Lions JV team. Then the girls won their game in Oil City. I believe that was 36-27. I believe they had a 9-point win in Oil City. The Lady Owls get a nice win. And then the boys complete the trifecta with their win over the Lions here today. First time ever meeting up against Clarion Limestone. So the an all-time 1-0 record against the Lions. It will, I believe, drop the Lions to 8-8 in their overall season, while it'll improve the Owls to 7-10. They snap their six-game losing streak. This has been a season of streaks for the Owls. They won their first game, and then they lost four in a row, and then they won five in a row, and then they lost six in a row. So if they can carry this momentum and just finish out the season with a winning streak from here on out, that would be best case scenario, quite obviously. But let's break it down real quickly first, quarter by quarter, and then we'll go over our scoring breakdown by player. So first quarter, it's all Cam Austin, really. I mean, he comes out firing. Cam Austin and Isaiah Fitton scored all the points in the first quarter. And Austin had things started off quickly. He put up a three-pointer within the first 8 seconds of the contest to put the Owls up. Then he comes away with a steal and a layup on the other end, really carrying things. Then we see Isaiah Fitton getting involved with a three-pointer. He also had another field goal later on in the quarter. But Clarion Limestone, to their credit, held right on through everything. At one point, we're down, I think, by four in the first quarter, but they rallied right back. And they end the first quarter at the free throw line. As the buzzer sounded, there was a foul, and they get an opportunity to try to take a lead to end the corner with a 1-1 free throw. However, they make the first and miss the second. So we end up tied up after the first 8 minutes, 14-14, heading on into the second quarter. And it's just more of the same, just a back and forth contest. Clarion Limestone gets their first lead. The Owls get a little bit of a lead. It's back and forth, couple of lead changes. All said and done, Clarion Limestone is able to squeak away with a 1-point advantage going into halftime. They outscored the Owls 14-13 for a score going into the locker room of 28-27. In the third, whatever Coach Bernardi did at halftime worked, because in the third quarter, it was all Owls. The Owls outscore Clarion Limestone 11-3 in that third quarter, held the Lions to just 3 points. Pretty incredible effort. And that's when we saw Jared Wilmoth coming alive. For a couple of times, he snuck in between the Lions' zone defense and just had a nice 4 or 5 foot jump shot. Sank that once or twice. But Jared Wilmoth was really doing a nice job in the third quarter to put up some offensive production. Meanwhile, Cam Austin comes back into the game after sitting out in the second quarter to keep him out of foul trouble. So he's able to produce some more points, and the Owls are able to jump out and head 38-31 heading into the fourth and final quarter of play. And they had that enough of a lead there that eventually the Owls were playing stout defense here throughout the second half. Eventually, Clarion Limestone has to start fouling, sending the Owls to the line. And the Owls did a good job there. Mostly Dalton Dixon, but also Wilmoth sent to the line. And I believe Austin was sent to the line once. But the Owls did enough job, just converting enough to keep that rally attempt kind of just a bit of a hope and not really anything really too worrisome. So we get a final fourth quarter. The Owls outscore them 16-12. 16 points there for the Owls in the fourth quarter, with a final score of 54-43. Leading scorers for the Lions, it's Ryan Hummel and Riley Klingensmith, each with 11. Then Ferguson and Huar, both with 6. Torrey Smith with 5. And Alex Painter with 4. Ferguson and Smith both fouled out of the contest. And for the Owls, leading scorer is Cam Austin. He puts up 20 points here tonight. He sat out the entire second quarter, put up 20 points in the remaining quarters. Let's see. He put up 9 points in the first quarter. He put up 5 in the third, and that leaves 6 in the fourth. So pretty incredible game from Austin. He also went 3-for-4 from the line. Dalton Dixon was next. He finishes with 9 points on the night. He had 5 in the first half, and then he added 4 free throws in the fourth quarter there for 9 points. Jake Franz finished with 8 points. He wasn't in his normal starting lineup here tonight. He had to come off the bench as he recovers. But 8 points, and could have been a few more, quite frankly. He missed a few free throws, which usually you don't see very much from Franz, but he finishes with 8. Jared Wilmuth with 7. 6 of those came in the second quarter, or in the third quarter, rather. Then we have Isaiah Fitton with 5. We have Ryan Ward with 3, and Nolan Rulo adding 2 for a total of 54. So again, a nice win for the Owls over the Clarion Limestone Lions. 54-43 is your final score. The Owls improve to 7-10 after snapping their 6-game losing streak. Next up for Bradford basketball, the Owls are going to be traveling to St. Mary's. So this is going to be on Wednesday, February 2nd. The Owls will be in St. Mary's for a 7:30 tip-off, and that'll be the next Bradford basketball game. Now, at 5:45 today, we're going to switch over to NCAA basketball, Kentucky at Kansas. So you got a little bit of time there. Kentucky at Kansas will start at 5:45. And tomorrow's the big day for NFL championship weekend. The AFC championship will start tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Cincinnati Bengals at Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, 2 o'clock for the AFC championship. And then the NFC championship will follow thereafter at about 6:15. It'll be the San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams for the NFC championship. And after that, our Super Bowl will be set. That we're obviously 2 weeks away from that, as the Pro Bowl will be next weekend. All of that right here on WESB Sports. So the Owls win today 54-43. For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. I am Jimmy Kelt, signing off of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls win.